Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Bird Box is a movie with Sandra Bullock, who, by the way, looks unbelievably hot in Bird Box. And maybe it's the whole blindfold thing.
I've been such a big Sandra Bullock fan ever since, I mean, even Speed, you know, the first real big movie that she did. I've just always thought she's like super cute.
It's weird. I never was on it because she was kind of a plain Jane, but they really sexed her up quite a bit in Bird Box. And I look, you may not agree with me, but there's something about the blindfold and the whole attitude in the movie. And if you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. It's fantastic. Pretty much the people have to wear a blindfold for a specific reason, which is leading to a warning across our country because we all are adrenaline junkies. I found myself while I was watching it trying to navigate my home with my eyes closed just to see if I could do it because,
really?
Well, you know, I thought it was ingenious what she did with the fishing line, right? I was like, wow, that's really, really a smart solve. And it got me thinking. There are a couple of things that I have done in my past in a quest to get better at something. I did it blindfolded or with my eyes closed. And if I'm one who's doing it.
I love your theory on things.
Yes.
Well, if I do it, everyone does it.
Therefore, other people must try to do things blindfolded or at least without the ability to see. Friend of the show Trevor said he wears a blindfold when he slacklines. You ever done that? It's like a spongy tightrope kind of thing. You know what a slackline is?
No.
Where, like rock climbers. It's like a big rubber band.
Okay.
And they usually string them between trees. And, you know, then as you get better, you go to higher and higher levels. And you can do tricks on it because you can bounce like a trampoline.
Right. Okay.
And do flips. You know, and let's be honest. You know, those what's those guys? The Willendas, the flying Willendas, they always wear a blindfold. Like, that's a big deal. I mean, really, you're walking in a straight line. You want to impress me? Make it a zigzag. Then it would really mean something that you're wearing a blindfold. Good morning, KGON.
Terry, this is Trucker Andy, friend of the show.
Andy, are you driving blindfolded right now?
No, I'm not right now. I'm driving down I-5. So, you know, to go on about what you're talking about, I could say one thing that you would never want to do blindfolded. Would be to go to an orgy and participate because you might end up enjoying things that you probably
wait a second. Hold on, Andy. Hold on, Andy.
Andy, your eyes open.
Andy, hold on a minute. Are you speaking from experience or are you just pontificating?
I am not speaking from experience. This is just a thought that came to my head going, That would be the last thing that I would ever want to do because you might end up enjoying things you would never doing with your eyes open.
Hey, what's wrong with sword fighting? Come on, Andy.
What a random go-to thing.
I don't mind enjoying new experiences, but there's just some things that I'm not willing to cross that line.
Wow, Andy, I would never in a million years have thought that would have came up in the conversation this morning. But thank God, Andy.
Well, there you go. Some people just have that warped mind and, you know, I just happen to be one of those kind of people.
That's awesome.
Andy, appreciate the call, my friend. Have a great day.
Yep, you too. Talk to you guys later.
Did you ever think that was going to come up with a conversation?
No, I
honestly,
didn't at all.
I was looking at some of the emails that came in. Terry, KGON.com. Friend of the show, Harold, says he likes to pee with a blindfold on to improve accuracy. I wonder if
that actually works.
I was like thinking, okay, who might absolutely, you know, it seems a little ridiculous, but after Andy's quest at what he might would not want to attempt at being blindfolded, I'm almost worried to find out what other people are doing blindfolded.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.